This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. The U.S. Supreme Court will likely rule on the fate of the federal health care reform law later this week. As KBIA's Jacob Finston reports, that ruling could affect provisions of the law aimed at improving health in rural America.
In the more than 2,000 pages that make up the Affordable Care Act, there are a handful of measures specifically designed to expand access and insurance coverage in rural areas.
There is a disproportionate number of rural uninsured and underinsured than in urban areas.
Maggie Alawani with the National Rural Health Association.
It doesn't really matter if you have this brand new insurance card if you don't have access to a provider.
The law President Obama signed in March 2010 included things like grants for rural physician training and allocating more residency slots for young doctors in rural areas. The law also makes adjustments to Medicare that help rural hospitals. Elawani says even if the Supreme Court strikes down only part of the law, these provisions could be in limbo.
If only part of the bill is stricken, these rural provisions will remain in effect. But will they ever be realized to the full potential? That remains to be seen.
Money from the health care reform law has already been flowing into Missouri. For example, community health centers, mostly in rural parts of the state, have gotten more than $61 million since 2010. Jacob Fenston, KBIA News.
And as that U.S. Supreme Court decision on health care looms, Democratic Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has broken with his party on a key part of the legislation. As Adam Allington reports from St. Louis, Nixon says the individual insurance mandate is not good for Missouri.
Speaking at a bill signing in St. Louis, Governor Nixon sounded more like a Republican when asked about the Supreme Court's impending health care ruling. Referring to it as the, quote, Washington health care law, Nixon spoke out against the key ingredient of President Obama's signature legislation, the individual mandate.
I think I've been pretty clear that the health insurance mandate is not something I think is a good thing. I mean, without going into great detail, I mean, having the government order you to buy something like that is not something I've in the past supported.
Nixon is up for re-election this year. Last summer, Missouri voters approved a referendum by a vote of 71% to 29%, rejecting the health care law's individual insurance mandate. I'm Adam Allington in St. Louis.
The University of Missouri is planning to make some improvements to its athletic facilities. As KBIA's Casey Kolbinski reports, the university is taking the plan to the Board of Curators today.
The University of Missouri's request includes expanding Memorial Stadium and renovating the stadium's West Side Press Box. A document released by the Board of Curators says the university wants to add about 6,000 seats at Memorial Stadium. This would increase the stadium's seating capacity to about 77,000 seats. That would make the stadium the ninth largest in the Southeastern Conference, which is adding Mizzou to its 14th member. SEC Executive Associate Commissioner Mark Womack says the athletic conference has led the nation in attendance for the last 20 years.
The majority of our stadiums now seat over 80,000 seats. People are continuing to make improvements to their stadiums, so certainly, you know, the fan base is very passionate about SEC football and about their particular teams in general.
The document also says MU wants to improve its baseball, softball, and tennis facilities. The total cost of the project is estimated to be about $72 million. Casey Kolbinski, KBIA News.
Six lawsuits involving three ballot initiatives were heard yesterday by the Missouri Supreme Court. At stake are ballot questions that would raise Missouri's cigarette tax, raise the minimum wage again, and cap interest rates on payday loans. The fate of all three may turn on whether the state auditor has the authority to estimate the financial impact of citizens' petition initiatives. Leaders in the Jefferson City public school system say the district may be the first in the state to divide its high school classes into academies. KBIA's Lucas Udston explains how this change might look.
David Luther is the assistant superintendent with the district. He says the school will offer seven different academies, something he refers to as seven schools within a school. These will align with a student's possible career path, but are also fairly broad in nature.
So if you say, I want to be a doctor or I want to be a nurse, well, you might go into health services and you will learn a very broad curriculum related to health services.
Luther says the programs don't necessarily offer a technical or vocational education, but that could be a component for some students. Instead of being in one building with 2,500 students, learners will be in a section of a building with approximately 400 of their peers, likely with similar interests. He says the move will likely take place in about 2 or 3 years, but much of the time frame depends on whether the district is able to build a new high school.
Our kindergarten, first and second grade classes are the largest that we've ever had, all of them hovering around 800 students. And so we know that by the time they get to Simonson, we're going to have a serious space issue.
Luther says the district will move forward with the plan, even if the district doesn't construct a new high school. He says similar programs are becoming more popular at schools in other states like Texas, Indiana, and Florida. But the model is likely a first for public schools in Missouri. Lucas Hudson, KBIA News.
The Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency is beginning an assessment of damages inflicted on Missouri livestock and crops by recent high temperatures across the state. KBIA's Melissa Helm has this.
Governor Jay Nixon is requesting that the Farm Service Agency complete damage reports in agricultural areas impacted by recent high temperatures and drought conditions. Reports will be conducted in all 114 Missouri counties to determine the extent of severe weather damages. FSA State Director Eddie Hamill says the request comes at a time when Missouri's dry conditions are the worst they have been in years.
When you couple that with the next week or two of weather predictions, it's not showing much relief in sight. And continued dryness and triple-digit heat would cause a lot of losses.
Hamill says county officers will be conducting reports this week and will be completed by July 6th. Melissa Helm, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.